Travis, ESPN silent about Jemele Hill saying Trump voters are racists because they agree with her. By Warner Todd Houston on July 20, 2020. On Sunday, Atlantic writer Jemele Hill posted a tweet accusing every single Trump voter of being a racist. Only 2 weeks earlier, Disney-owned ESPN hired Hill to produce a documentary on Colin Kaepernick. So far, the network has been silent about Hill's latest hate-filled tweet. On Saturday, Hill posted a tweet exclaiming, "If you vote for Donald Trump, you are racist. You have no wiggle room." One wonders if Hill's mother is included in that group. After all, Hill herself admitted in 2017 that her mother voted for Trump and has been voting for Republicans since the disastrous Bill Clinton years. Is Jemele Hill's mother a racist? Regardless, this is the same Jemele Hill that Disney-owned ESPN hired to produce its original documentary on the life of anti-American protester Colin Kaepernick. Thus far, neither Disney nor ESPN have commented on Hill's hateful tweet. Clay Travis of OutKick the coverage noted that the company might try to fall back on a technicality over the tweet. But it should be untenable. While Disney and ESPN may try to dodge the attention to Hill's comments by stating that Hill isn't technically an employee or an independent contractor, this is corporate subterfuge. ESPN is paying money that ends up in Hill's pocket to advance her political beliefs, he wrote. Travis also noted that ESPN essentially cut ties with Hill over her past social media antics. In 2017, they suspended Hill for her bald attacks on President Trump. And, eventually, the cable sports network cut ties with her altogether because she continued to indulge the behavior she was suspended over. But in her latest tweet, Hill has gone farther into her hate than she did when the network fired her. Whereas in 2017, she was merely disgorging hate for Trump. On Saturday, she directed her hatred at millions of Americans last weekend. Yet, ESPN has jumped right back in bed with the hateful Hill. Does ESPN really want to give its imprimatur to a woman who hates 63 million Americans? Are none of these millions of Americans ESPN customers? Perhaps they just don't care? ESPN has picked a side, the far-left wing of sports, Travis said of the network's obvious position. They don't respect you if you vote for Donald Trump or even consider voting for Donald Trump. They don't want your business if you're a Republican. In fact, they believe you're all racist, and Colin Kaepernick and Jemele Hill are the real heroes. The clock is ticking. Hill posted her tweet 2 days ago. Will Disney and ESPN make a statement about their renewed association with this hater? Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.